There are two types of mixtures, heterogeneous mixtures and homogeneous mixtures. In a heterogeneous mixture, we can see the individual substances that make it up, so it is possible to separate the substances easily. In a homogeneous mixture, we can't see the individual substances, but we can still separate them. We can separate substances in mixtures in different ways. Magnetic separation. Magnets attract certain types of metals. We can use magnetic separation if we want to separate mixtures that consist of substances attracted by magnets and substances that are not. Decantation. Heavy sediments in liquids sink to the bottom of a container. Sand in a bucket of water collects at the bottom of the bucket. When we decant a liquid, we pour off the liquid so that the sediment remains in the container. Two liquids of different density, such as oil and water, can also be separated by decantation as the oil floats on top of the water. Filtration. Filtration separates much smaller particles from a liquid or gas. A filter is used to catch the particles but allows the liquid to pass. Coffee grounds can be separated from liquid in this way. Filters in face masks are used to prevent germs or disease spreading through the air as we breathe. Evaporation. Solids which have been dissolved in a liquid can be separated using heat. The liquid turns into vapor, and the remaining sediment, the solids, can be collected. Evaporation is used to remove water in salt evaporation ponds. The sun evaporates the water, and the salt is left behind. Distillation. When two liquids evaporate at a different rate, such as water and ethanol, the mixture can be separated using distillation. The liquid is heated, and as the ethanol has a lower boiling point than water, it evaporates first and forms vapor. This vapor is then collected and cooled, resulting in pure ethanol. Distillation is used to produce alcohol and in the petrochemical industry.